And the first thing we want to do, turn to page 49. The first thing we want to do is we want to get into rapport. I think that's always important, especially in eliciting a state. And remember, you're going to hopefully get into the state before you elicit it. Now, here's a state that I wouldn't get into before I elicit it, and that's procrastination. One of the things I've noticed, it's kind of funny, one of the things I've noticed is that sometimes the students will get into the state, and the practitioner will get into the state, and the client will get into the state, and then we'll have a whole group of people in a state of procrastination while they're trying to work out a chain. So I think it's probably best to stay out of the state of procrastination if you're doing procrastination to motivation for the chain of anchors. Okay, so the first step, get into rapport. Second step, tell the client what you're about to do. And you say, in just a moment, I'm going to do a process called chaining anchors. You can explain that if you want to. And that will necessitate that I touch you on the knuckle. Is that okay? Yes, good. Number three, identify the undesirable present state, that is procrastination, and decide on the positive resource end state, which in this case would be motivation. Those are just two examples. You could use other states. As I mentioned, stuck no options to going for it's a good state. And actually any stuck state, and then you could decide what the client wanted to end up in. And I think you want to do this with the client. Have the client's ideas on it, but make sure that you test these out. Make sure that you test them out fully in your own awareness and in your own experience so that you can be sure that these are the states that the client that are good for the client or that are the right states. Okay, number four, you're going to design the chain and decide on what intermediate states are necessary to lead to the end state. And we've talked about chain design. Number five, we're going to elicit and anchor each state separately. So in our little diagram here, we anchor present state, which is state number one. We anchor the intermediate state, which is state number two. We anchor the next intermediate state, which is state number three. We anchor the next intermediate state, which is state number four. Just for argument's sake, let's say that we decided that the present state was procrastination and the next state was going to be confusion. Because when we talked to the client, he said, oh, God, I hate confusion. I would do anything to not be in confusion. And then the next state would be want and desire. And the final state would be motivation. So present state, procrastination. Second state is confusion. Third state, the intermediate state, is want and desire. And the fourth state is motivation. So we're going to anchor each one of those separately. And it says here in the notes, you may have to stack all states to get a high intensity. Sometimes the state of procrastination is a rather dissociated state for some people. If you find that procrastination is a dissociated state for your client, then you will have to stack that as an anchor. One of the things that if a chain doesn't pull through, one of the things I've noticed is that oftentimes the state of procrastination wasn't stacked highly enough. It wasn't intense enough. And I think also it says here, make sure the subject is out of the previous state prior to anchoring the next one. And we're going to break state between states, especially between the last one when we anchor the motivation and the first one when we come around again and test the procrastination. Okay, number six, we're going to test each state separately. Test each state separately and make sure that the client goes into each state. Then we're going to chain each state together by firing number one, and when number one is at its peak, we add number two, and then we release number one at the same time. Let me talk about that for just a moment. If I fire anchor number one, and anchor number one comes up to its peak, when I see number one hitting its peak, I then put my finger on number two, taking my finger off number one almost at the same time. Both fingers are touching at the same time, but number one comes off almost immediately upon number two going on. What that does is it's not a collapse anchors because both states don't reach their peak at the same time. If both states reach their peak at the same time, it would be a collapse anchors. But since both states don't reach their peak at the same time, it's definitely not a collapse anchors. Okay, so then number two comes up to its peak and we add number three and release number two. And then we add number four in the same way. And it says here, this is not a collapse because the two states do not peak at the same time. Okay, number eight, we're going to test. We're going to fire the present state anchor, and the client's going to end up in the final state. Once we've got them chained together, we test by just simply firing anchor number one. What we should see, I mean, if the client does it quickly, we should see the client just bang, end up in motivation. If the client doesn't do it quickly, if they do it rather slowly, what we could see is we could see the client go into procrastination, then we could see them get confused, then we could see the desire, a want and desire, and then we could see them end up in motivation. We could see either one of those, but the client should end up in the final state. Then you're going to ask the client, so how do you feel about procrastination now? How do you feel about procrastination? And the client says, wow, I feel motivated. And actually, when you ask them, you should see them actually go right into the motivated state. It's kind of fun. Chaining anchors is a great process. In fact, chaining anchors is such a great process. It's probably one of the processes that I would use instead of timeline therapy for procrastination. In other words, if somebody came to me and they said, I procrastinate, chaining anchors would be my first choice for intervention. Okay, number 10, can you think of a time in the future which, if it had happened in the past, you would have procrastinated, and tell me what happens instead? That's the future pace. And then the client is essentially installing a recovery strategy or future strategies in the client's future, which is really a good thing to do. Okay, so that's chaining anchors. And we've taken a look at the process of chaining anchors and how to chain anchors. We'll get a chance to do this fully in the practitioner training when you come and take it. If you want to practice it on your own, go by all means, go ahead. Please go right ahead and practice that. And if you need any help, simply call the office at 1-800-800-MIND if you want to talk to someone about that. They'll give you some tips and pointers if you need more assistance.